Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hello and welcome back to the show. Today, I wanted to give you a little bit of a heads up because I think it is always important for us to know, in a sense, what's going on in our market and also what can we potentially predict for the future. And I don't mean this like in a crystal ball way, but, you know, especially in real estate investing, which is our main investing operation, right? And that's why I'm mentoring you and trying to help you. And by the way, if anybody is new to the show or has listened for a while, but hasn't really been in touch, I would like to really encourage you to go to idealinvestorshow.com and find the button that says book a call and let's have a conversation, because the longer you wait, the longer you're losing opportunities. And there's a lot of stuff going on in the market. If you just look at the last 5 or 10 episodes of the show, you hear a lot of the things that I'm pointing you and pointing out to you. So you have awareness. And I see this as my duty to the existing community of clients and investors, but also to anybody who's just listening to the show, because only when you're well informed can you really make good decisions. So I would hope for you to get in touch and let's have a conversation. So what I want to talk to you today is regarding how much more inventory will come into the market. Because if you think about it, the fact that we invest and have invested in residential real estate means that we are part of an overall market of available properties. And in the most case, at least for my portfolio, it's single family homes. So I am part of that single family rental home market that people have to rent from me or through our property management. And I have a certain number of properties as part of a bigger market of properties. But obviously, over time, as properties get really old and in disrepair, there's always a small amount of properties that are being taken out of the market. And it used to be, especially in a country like the United States that has for like since World War II, so basically like the last 80 years, always increased in population and still does, right? Like we are the only real large economy Western country that is still growing in population while all the other countries with a similar level of development and economy are all declining and have huge demographic problems. First and foremost, countries like Japan, for example, Germany is getting really into trouble about that. But most Western countries are, except for the United States. Now, as the population of the country is still growing, that also means there's also a growing number of people who have this transition from living at home, then getting into college, maybe living in a dorm, then living in an apartment, and ultimately wanting to live in a house and maybe form a family and stuff like that. So there needs to be a certain level of construction every year. And it has been estimated that somewhere around 1.5 to 2 million houses need to be built every year just to basically have enough in stock to provide for those few houses that basically get demolished and leave the market, plus enough for the growth in population to provide new housing. It's about 800,000 people per year that the population is growing, and it fluctuates a little bit. And we're also aware, obviously, that a brand new house, similar to like a brand new apartment complex, is kind of like the most expensive version as long as they are relatively new. So basically from just finished for the first 5 to 10 years. That's the most expensive type of real estate available. The builders who build these new units are also obviously impacted by how expensive is it to build, meaning like the building materials, but also how expensive is it to borrow money to buy the building materials to build. And then ultimately, when you want to sell one of those new built houses to somebody, how many people can actually afford to buy it? And so this all impacts how many new units are actually being started or being finished. And there's been just a new statistic from an organization called Market Watch that said that this new construction homes have gone down by 14.7% in the month of March 2024. And to put this in perspective, when you look at a monthly amount of properties finishing and now being available in the market, you can kind of calculate how much will that mean for the total inventory in a year. So in January, the estimate for the total year of 2025 for completion of brand new properties units, which is apartments and single family homes and duplex and so forth, was about 1.5 million. Then in February, it was 1.55 million. So basically the same. And now in March, it fell down to 1.3 million. That's where that 14% drop comes from. And why is this happening? Well, for one, the money is expensive. But the biggest thing is that a lot of people thought that the Federal Reserve will likely lower interest rates for mortgages and in general several times this year. I've always been saying, and you can go back and listen to previous episodes, I've been saying that expectation that the lowering is really going to make a huge impact is overdone. And what I mean by that is, if you think about it right now, mortgage rates are at 7.3% and the Fed rate is at 5.5%. So let's just say it were true that the Federal Reserve is going to reduce interest rates, their interest rate, from 5.5 to 4.75%. That would mean that the mortgage interest rate would go down probably something to like 6.8% or maybe 6.75%. For the vast majority of people, if you would calculate a mortgage at that interest rate, it's still not affordable. Half or a quarter or even 0.75% difference is not big enough, especially in keeping in mind that they came from zero and they went to 5%, right? So we need to have the rates come down at least by 3%. So when the Fed rate is back down to something like 2 or 2.5%, and the mortgage for somebody who wants to buy a house is more like 4%, then the numbers can work again. Because don't forget, building these houses has gotten way more expensive because the building materials and labor have gone up. That's why these houses are expensive, meaning more money is needed. And that also means even at a lower interest rate, the monthly payment is still going to be very significant. So why is this relevant for us as real estate investors? Well, if the number of properties that are being completed or started is relatively low in a situation where I believe we already short 7 to 10 million units, because since the Great Recession, basically the financial crisis in 2008 to 10, so you can say almost approaching 15 years now, every single year we have built less houses than we needed just to maintain the building stock, let alone catching up. So now I believe we are 7 to 10 million short, and we're going to add to the shortage again this year. Why is this important for us? Well, it's important for us because the shortage means there are all these people who would have over the last few years and still want to own a house, can't afford it, or it's not available. Those who are able and make a good salary and want to buy one are willing to pay insane prices. But the vast, vast, vast majority can't afford those insane prices. And so what do? They still would like to live in a house. And that's why they rent it from us, especially when we give it a fair rent. But when there is high demand, we will have more and more of an ability to increase rents. And if you look at the inflation statistics that come out on a regular basis, how much of the inflation is in the housing sector, and it's about 30%. One third of the inflation is in the housing sector because demand, high demand for nice places to rent means rents keep going up, which is a significant portion of the expenses that all of us have when you look at what do I spend my money on every month. So housing is a big important component, and especially as the number of people renting go bigger and bigger and bigger, more and more and more, and the rents keep going up, so that portion of how much money they spend on rent is also going up, and that's inflation. Now, the good thing is, as investors, and if you're not already, then please go to idealinvestorshow.com, book a call, and get in touch, and let's have a conversation so you can join us. Because I can tell you on this particular episode, because of the situation of now again lower than anticipated new starts of housing and new completion of housing, it plays in our hands because it means we have something more and more rare that more and more people want. And in that scenario of supply and demand, we can legitimately have higher rents, which is good for our cash flow and our passive income portfolio. So I wanted you to be aware of that for today. Be well, stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.